Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
Welcome back to the Locked On Eagles podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Teron Davenport, your host, here to bring you another day of Eagles talk, Tuesday morning, August 2nd. What we're going to do today is talk about the receivers. This is a group that has been subject of a lot of criticism. It's a group that really doesn't have a legitimate, bona fide number one receiver, so to speak, but I think they have depth from the top to the bottom, and they could keep between 5 to 6 guys on the roster. But let's just take a look at the guys who will be on the field initially, and we're going to look at the starters and the two receiver sets. And basically what's going to happen when you have a two receiver set, you're going to have Nelson Agholor at the X and Jordan Matthews working the Z. The Z receiver is typically the guy that works your mid-range routes. He's a guy that works the middle of the field. He's more of a possession type of guy. He lines up off of the line of scrimmage. That's going to be Jordan Matthews. When you look at the X is a guy that's a downfield threat. He's a guy that lines up on the ball. He's able to get off the press coverage and beat the defender. Run a lot of fades, run the deeper routes, the posts, and things like that. And that's where Agholor is going to come into play. And it's interesting because in talking to Frank Reich, one of the things that Frank Reich said was that really last year's offense didn't really allow Agholor to face too much press coverage, which kind of was a hindrance to him. And it's interesting because outside looking in, you say, okay, well, if a guy could get a free release off the line, he could always – be more effective. But there are some guys like Agholor who just excel at beating a receiver or beating a corner rather at the line of scrimmage. And that's what you get out of Agholor. So when you're able to get that press coverage, it works in his favor. And that's why they have him at the X. He's a guy that's going to have a pretty big season. And I think that Agholor could definitely lead the team in receiving yards. Just in watching some of the things that the Eagles have begun to do with him, they're really working to get him the ball in space. They're working to find ways to allow him to catch the slant and get upfield, take advantage of his yards after the catch ability. He's a high yak guy. And looking at what he was able to do at LSU in the same, or excuse me, USC in the same offense, a West Coast style, he caught the ball on slants, he caught the ball on your crossers, and he got a lot of yards after the catch. I mean, the guy has the ability to turn into a running back as soon as he catches the football, and that's a very difficult transition for some receivers. He's very smooth with it. He sticks his foot in the ground and gets upfield. Talking to Jordan Matthews, he said that was one of the best things that he sees Agholor in being able to do. So look out for that. You're going to see different ways for Agholor to really maximize his ability to run with the football, make plays. And you see it when he's in kickoff return. You know, he's a guy that could find that lane, and he gets in there and he takes off. So that's something to watch out for Agholor. When they go into three receiver sets, the guys you're going to watch out for and that are going to come into the game is going to be Chris Givens or Reuben Randall. It's hard to tell who's going to be the first one in. I think Reuben Randall should be the guy. He, in my book, is the best X receiver on this football team. Now, you're going to say, okay, well, Teron, if you think he's the best X receiver, why isn't he considered to be the starting X? Well, I'm going to tell you, when you look at the best two receivers on this football team, I think are Nelson Agholor and Jordan Matthews. So you have to find a way to get your best guys on the field. So naturally, Agholor is going to be at X. Jordan Matthews is going to be at Z. But you're always able to come up with packages to get your guys on the field. So that will lead to the Eagles using more three receiver sets with Zach Ertz at tight end. So they'll use one tight end, one running back, and three receivers. When that happens, Jordan Matthews will bump inside to the slot. Reuben Randall will become the X receiver. And Randall is a guy that really specializes in beating the defender at the line of scrimmage. He's a guy that's able to get his release and get upfield and really make a play down the field. And if you look at some of the posts that I've done in the past, the Under Further Review one I did that showed a few plays where Reuben Randall was able to beat the corner for big plays, definitely make sure you check that out at theeagleswire.usatoday.com. It's one of the articles that I did a film breakdown, and it definitely will help you see exactly what it is I'm talking about. But anyhow, let me go ahead and get you into an interview that I did with Reuben Randall after practice yesterday. And we talked a little bit about the technique and about him being such a smooth, natural receiver. Check this one out.
As far as coming to Philadelphia, you're getting a chance to work in multiple spots at receiver. How important is that for you and your ability to cross-train and play different positions?
It's very important. If I want to help this team win, part of the deal, I got to be able to make plays all over the field. So I got to continue to build, continue getting the playbook so I can understand every position. So I'm out there to play fast.
Now, I watched you back at LSU. I watched you with the Giants and even watching you here. One of the things that always stood out to me is just how smooth of a route runner you are, how natural your receiving ability is. How is it that you were able to develop that type of skill and put that on the field like this?
In the off season, just technique all throughout the off season, route running, getting in and out of my breaks. Always been fluid with. I started back in my junior year in college where I wanted to get better. Throws, all those things that big men struggle with getting out of, and I want to get better at that so I can create more separation and be all around route runner and not just just make plays in those intermediate games. So it came from then when I started training back in my junior year to get out.
Another thing, Justin, watching you at the line, I mean. A lot of times for bigger receivers, you have to condense yourself, be a smaller target, and get off the line, avoid the jam. That's something that really stands out when I watch you. And then your ability to stack the defender on a deep ball. I mean, let's face it, you're not a 4-3 guy. What would we 4-5? So, I mean, speed isn't everything, but you're able to use your size down the field. Where did you develop those skills? And can you just kind of take me through that just technique, going against a corner and beating him at the line and stacking him to get
to
the
deep ball? About being patient as well. Some are going to be aggressive, some are going to be soft. So it's all about getting the feel for the DB that you're going up against, and that's going to happen. That's how I approach when I get to the line of scrimmage. And as far as stacking, just something that, like in high school, I've just been able to do. I was taught just, you know, it's not going to be able to run by everybody. You got to be able to stack, and that will allow you to get that separation of what you need downfield to go up and get the ball. And if it's over the shoulder, just make the play where the DB can't contest it. A lot of those things pretty much came natural to me. Things really can be taught sometimes. Just got to go out there and get a feel for it. And if you struggle with it, just find somebody that you can work on. And right, it's not really difficult to do. It's all about your mindset.
Last thing, just looking at the wide receiver room, I mean, it's a pretty diverse group. You got smaller guys, bigger guys. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this group that you have, and what kind of success you think you guys as a unit can find on the football field this season?
We have a different variety in that room, and that's why we'll be able to surprise people. It's all in position. At one point, so you out there make plays and help this team out. That's what it's really about, putting your players in position to make those plays what they're strong at, and going out there making the team struggle on defense and win games.
So that was Reuben Randall just talking about winning at the line of scrimmage. And I think he's a guy that's going to surprise. He was a really good signing by the Eagles. He's someone that will be in the mix for that X position. So be on the lookout for Reuben Randall. You'll see him play a little bit in the slot as well. It's interesting talking to Jordan Matthews. He said that they have been able to lean on each other because Matthews has not typically been a guy to line up outside over top of the numbers. And he's been able to lean on Reuben Randall for tips, and then conversely, Randall has been able to lean on Matthews for tips working inside. So it's pretty interesting what they have developing there. But I also mentioned Chris Givens, and Givens is a guy that I followed when I was covering the Ravens last year, and he came in midseason, and he's a guy that was able to develop some chemistry with Flacco, and he had a couple of nice deep catches during the season. He beat one of the Chargers DBs, as well as one of the Cardinals. It was actually, I believe it was Tyrann Mathieu on a post route. He beat him in the game against the Cardinals. And he's someone that played with Bradford before, so that chemistry is there. When he first came into the league, they set the record for most consecutive games with a catch of 50 yards or more. So the deep ability is definitely there with him, and it's already shown. On Monday, he had a very nice catch from Chase Daniel. He ran an arrow route, and he beat the defender and pulled away from him and ran the ball down for a long touchdown. So Chris Givens is a guy that could give you some production on the outside as well. But one of the guys I really want to talk about that hasn't really gotten too much mention when you talk about the starters is Josh Huff. And Huff is a guy, when you watch him play, if he could just get the mental side of things under control, he could be a very dangerous weapon for the Eagles. But one of the things that I noticed with Josh Huff is he'll carry a bad play over to the next one. So let's say he drops one, the next play he doesn't line up with the same conviction, and he may not come off the ball as fast as he should because he's still contemplating the previous play, which was a bad one. So if he could have a short mindset, a short memory type of approach, he would be really good. He's someone that you could tell he wants to be successful. He tries very hard. A lot of his drops are just purely concentration drops. He's trying to make something happen with the football before he actually does the most important thing, and that's catch it. Now, some are going to say that I'm dogging Josh Huff. I'm not dogging him at all. I've been high on Josh Huff since I spoke to him and watched him for a week at the Senior Bowl, and I think in his third year he's due for due to deliver on his draft status as a third-round pick. When you watch him play, he's someone, again, is another guy that could really get you yards after the catch. He's someone that could really get upfield, and he's a very natural with the football in his hands. He's a guy that's built somewhat like a running back, but obviously he's a receiver, and he has the receiving skills. When he is focused and dialed in, he is dialed in, and he's very dangerous. So Josh Huff, looking at what they've been able to do as far as finding ways to get him the ball, get him easy catches, allow him to catch the football, turn up field, and make something happen, I see a productive season for him. Now, what is a productive season for Josh Huff? I would say, you know, somewhere in the 40-catch range, 700 to 800 yards, and 3 to 5 touchdowns. I think that's a legitimate expectation for Josh Huff. And just looking at the core as a whole, you have 5 guys that I think are valid receivers in the NFL. And we're talking Jordan Matthews, Reuben Randall, Nelson Aguilar, Chris Givens, and Josh Huff. But when you look at some of the other guys, I have to mention a guy like a Marcus Johnson. You know, he's someone that he's an undrafted free agent. He's not likely to make the roster, but if he comes back healthy soon and is ready for the preseason, you'll see some plays out of him. You know, he's a guy that is another one that could get you the yards after catch. I think Hunter Sharp is another one to watch out for, another undrafted free agent. He's been very impressive, and it's funny because watching him at the East-West Shrine game, he struggled to catch the football, but I've seen him be very consistent catching the football here at training camp. And another guy is Paul Turner. These are all guys that are going to show you flashes during the preseason, and you're going to say, wow, man, where did this guy come from? And I just want to bring your attention to them right now, so that way when it does happen, you'll say, okay, yeah, I have heard of this guy before, and I know what to expect from him. Paul Turner, the rookie out of Louisiana Tech, is very smooth in and out of his breaks. He's a fluent route runner, and he's someone that I've seen really dominate in one-on-one, so be sure to stay on the lookout for him. Caleb Jones, as well as Xavier Rush, are two bigger receivers that Carson Wentz really likes to go to. So watch out for them. At the end of the day, I think only 5 receivers make this roster. TJ Graham has been dinged. He's the fastest receiver on the roster, but who knows what's going to happen with him. I don't know when he's going to be back, but he's been out for a couple of days now. So we'll see how that develops. So that's it, folks. Your wide receiver talk provided by me, Teron Davenport. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We have a couple things going. Be sure to follow the EaglesWire.USAtoday.com for all updates. And Locked On Eagles is here for you every day. We got 3 more episodes this week. Let's keep it rolling. I appreciate you tuning in. And on that note, we are out of here.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.